It is 9 o'clock and 15 diabetic friendly minutes are about to start off on VOB, running as fast as a horse that ran any Gold Cup last week, being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
I know what time it is already. We want to know is what's happening in today's show.
In today's show,
every cell in our body is made up of water.
Hear G.A. Marsha on why your body needs water.
This is something that we have wanted for a long time.
What's that? I was wanted for a long time that Dr. Braffett talking about.
You're too gypsy. That's why you gotta listen to the show and find out. All with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bike that's the one for you that can take that little dream you have and make it a big reality. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Good morning, VOB listeners. This is Peter Boyce here. Let me repeat the last part of that ad again.
But members get 10% off.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and looking to make your dollars stretch and get your BART discount and more, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, has all of the diabetic services that you need. So if you haven't visited them recently, you need to put that on your agenda. Don't be going to horse racing and talking about,
I can't miss Vibes Cartel.
But you're not looking after your health. So call and make that appointment and visit the Maria Holder Diabetes Center next week self. And speaking of your health, reminds me of how we are always reminding you on this show of the importance of drinking more water so that you can be healthy. To hear more, listen to this conversation between General Manager of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, Ms. Marsha White, and Mr. Alfonso.
Good morning, this is Alfonso here. Is this you, Ms. Marsha White?
Yes, indeed, it is Alfonso.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I've had a great week, and I feel very energetic this morning.
Marsha, you is what I call a WW, the water woman, right? Yeah, because every time you hear you, you'll be talking about people should be drinking water. What it is when they don't drink more water. So I wanted to know, Ms. Marsha, is why should people drink more water?
Well, you must know, Alfonso, that every cell in our body is made up of water. A lot of water, like more than half water. So if the cells get dehydrated, that means they're not going to be working properly, okay? And the one big organ that really needs a lot of water is our brains. And if, you know, that's the central nervous system right there. That controls all of our decision-making, how we feel, our hormones, like all kinds of stuff happens from that part of our body. So the biggest reason why we should drink water is to keep the cells and muscle of the brain working properly so that we can take care of the rest of everything.
So I want my cells and my brain to be working properly so I can go and drink more water for true. But I got another water question for you, Marsha. Sometimes when I go to the fancy restaurant or something with the missus, the waiters just ask me if I want sparkling water or water. What is the difference between sparkling water and water?
That's a great question, Alfonso. So there are really two types of sparkling water. There is carbonated water, which is water that has been infused with carbon dioxide. And that's kind of a fun alternative to flat water if you've been drinking a lot of water and you're you're bored and you know you want to consume more, it's fun to have some bubbles there, but that's about it. It's just bubbles. And then you have sparkling mineral water, which is one of my personal favorites because it also contains important minerals like potassium, magnesium, calcium. And, you know, a lot of times, even if we're eating well, some of the soil that our food is grown in nowadays doesn't have the same level of minerals that it used to have. And then, of course, many of us are not eating enough vegetables and fruits and whole foods as we used to. We're eating a lot of processed foods and they're often deficient in those minerals. And they're really important, those minerals, for the health of our blood vessels, our eyes, all of our organs, really, and in particular, our bones.
Well, thank you very much, Marsha White, for that important information. I look forward to hearing more from you, especially since the 22nd of March is World Water Day, so we're going to be water talking every single week.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
As we move on from Alfonso, we now go to a special presentation that recently happened where the Ameren Charitable Trust recently donated a silk lamp to the Barbados Diabetes Foundation's eye screening program.
So exactly what's a silk lamp?
A silk lamp is an essential tool in ophthalmology allowing for a detailed examination of the eye structures. Mr. David Sumerick of the Ameren Charitable Trust made the official donation to Dr. Diane Braffitt at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Also in attendance was G.M. Marsha White, Miss Janelle Motley, and Mrs. Renee Griffith. Let's take a listen to the presentation where you're going to hear first Dr. Braffitt and then Mr. Sumerick.
On behalf of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean, I would like to thank you very, very much for the donation, very generous donation of the slit lamp. This is something that we have wanted for a long time, and we're happy to be able to have this piece of equipment to supplement, I would say, appropriate eye screening for persons living with diabetes. It will serve as a complement to the digital retinal photography that we do, the OCTs, and also the checking of the pressure in the eyes or our tonometry. So we're very grateful. What more can I say? Diabetic eye disease is a very big problem, obviously, as you know, in the world, and many places the number one cause of blindness. And in Barbados, obviously, we have a slightly higher burden of eye disease, but in our clinic, we do see a bit more because a lot of our patients that we see have had diabetes for a longer period of time. So their risk of having diabetic eye disease is actually a little bit higher maybe than the average kind of person, you know, out there on the road. So mm-hmm. We are just happy that we're going to be able to, I think, bring just top level care and screening to our clients, who would include persons coming from the polyclinics in Barbados being referred to us. And all of the patients who come from the polyclinics will actually have eye screening. They've always had eye screening. It just allows us to give them a bit more now. So thank you once again.
Well, you're most welcome. And thank you very much for the good work that you all do here. We're very happy to have procured a few pieces of equipment to help you with your screening. Mm-hmm. And diabetes is a big issue here, as it is in other places.
Yeah.
And eye care, or eye generally, is a big issue. I, as you mentioned to me before we got on, we were involved very significantly in a pediatric glaucoma initiative that we got involved with to bring it to Barbados, and it didn't quite get here beyond our control, but it was something we were very happy to get involved with, as we are very happy to be involved with your work here.
Okay, that's wonderful. But just as an aside, we want to know, let everybody out there know that you should have screening for diabetic eye disease and conditions. People think they're not related, but they are. Glaucoma is actually more common in persons living with diabetes, as is cataracts. Glaucoma can be twice as common. So nothing is kind of separated. At the end of the day, your eyes are your independence. And what they have been able to show in certain places is by having good screening programs, you can actually reduce the frequency, you know, of visual loss due to diabetes. So that has happened in the UK, and this is why these screening suites are being set up throughout the world, basically.
No, I think I commend you for it. I believe that screening is essential to abating the effects of diabetes on them, generally.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to prevent everything, but we still have to treat people who have, you know, conditions, complications, and early timely screening, you know, to prevent advanced debilitating disease.
Well, generally, I've been a strong advocate of preventive medicine.
I agree, totally.
So anything that can help prevent disease or the disease getting more rampant throughout society, I think is fantastic. And if this helps, terrific. And I'm sure it will help.
It will help. Step one, two, we'll see where three and four take us next in your partnership. Thank you very much again.
You're most welcome.
Your trust.
You're most welcome.
Okay.
So we want to thank Mr. David Sumerick and the Amaran Charitable Trust. Let's give them a hand for making this donation to the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, extending a kindness that all of Barbados can benefit from as we move into our Saturday song of the day. This is the late Joseph Niles and the Consolers with Try a Little Kindness. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
If you see a brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seed he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say you're going the wrong way.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Don't talk about the down and out, all in a helping hand instead of down. For the kindness that you show every day, oh, will I help someone along the way?
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Hi guys, my name's Louise and I'm a podiatrist here at the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. Top tip for today, please examine your feet daily. Things to look out for, cuts and blisters, and maybe you've stood on something and you won't feel it because you've got neuropathy. Look out for swelling, temperature, burning, that could mean an infection. So please guys, get your friends, your neighbours, your family, just get your feet checked, and if you've got any problems, please come and see a podiatrist. Thanks.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly one in five adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.